Và buổi sáng hôm nay, mục sư sẽ chia sẻ
cho
chúng ta chủ đề là cánh cửa.
We share a message with the title, The Gate That Leads to Life. And this is passage is found in Luke chapter 13, verse 22 to 30. But to read this, Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he went, always pressing on toward Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few be saved? He replied, work hard to enter the narrow door to God's kingdom, for many will try to enter but fail. When the master of the house has locked the door, it will be too late. He will stand outside knocking and pleading, Lord, open the door for us. But he will reply, I don't know you or where you come from. Then you will say, but we ate and drank with you and you taught in our streets. And he will reply, I tell you, I don't know you or where you come from. Get away from me, all you do who do evil. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for you will see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. But you will be thrown out. And people will come from all over the world, from east and west, north and south, to take their places in the kingdom of God. And note this, some who seem least important now will be the greatest then, and some who are the greatest now will be least important then. And the key verse is Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. As I'll read together twice this key verse. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and this gate is wide for the many who choose that way. Enter through God's kingdom through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. We invite our pastor to come and share with us. And also welcome those worshiping from home through live stream. This morning, we will study together the Word of God with the title today is Gate That Leads to Life. And this title based on the answer of Jesus in a question. Jesus went to the village teaching as he went, always pressing on toward Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few be saved? He replied, work hard to enter the narrow door to God's kingdom, for many will try to enter but will fail. Let's think about the question and the answer that Jesus gave. It is a town. There's a little boy after school, and he has an urchin and asks the parents with an attitude, a voice, urchin, where did I come from? That little boy keeps asking, and the parents look at each other, thinking maybe at school somebody told him something about where he came from. And so he came home. That's why he would ask us in an urgent manner. And the mother said, now you are grown up. Why don't you tell him something about where he's grown up? And so she left him and went into another room. And the father was kind of said, be patient, sit down. I will tell you everything. In the time when you were young, when you were just not born, and somebody has exchanged there with a dog, and they took you away. Afterward, we asked the police to search for you, and finally, we found you, and they returned you to me. And I like to tell you, we are the true parents, and you are our father. But I didn't know what you're talking about. Where did I come from? And the father said, no, be patient. Let me explain a little bit more for you. In the autumn, we met each other in the morning. Your mother was beautiful, maybe chasing, even myself also, but I was so poor, And your mom didn't pay attention to me. So I studied really hard, and because of my effort, and finally, your mother paid attention to me. And after we graduated, and we asked our parents to marry each other, and so we gave birth to you. You are the firstborn of us. That boy told him, he just wanted to cry. I don't understand. Where did I come from? And the father said, you are the true son. I tried to explain to you, why did you ask this question? What do you want? And he said, today at school, and there's a new teacher, and he asked myself, Michael, where did you come from? And he said, I come from Florida. And he said, where you come from? I don't know. So everybody laughed at him. And this father said, oh, because where did you come from? What state did you come from? I know, from California. This is where we came from. The question is very simple, but the answer may be very complex. And today I want to share with you. Think about a question is very difficult to answer. The question is that only a few will be saved. But the answer is very clear. And Jesus wants us to know exactly the one who put the question, how many will be saved? But Jesus did not answer that directly, how many? But Jesus just answered, how, not how many. And the question put about others, are others will be saved? But the answer about Jesus. And now turn toward the one who asked the question. I like to think about what Jesus answered that question. Let's pray for guidance. Dear Father, we are thankful because your salvation has been planned forever. Now you are leading each one of us to glory. This is a hoping and for sure that the plans that you will change each one of us so that we will become in the future, come into eternal life to be with the Creator. There are many things that just make us this way, anxious, make us die before the Lord. There are many things that we are questions that need to be answered in our life. Will you help us that we can understand your word, understand the teaching of Jesus, understand the gospel, so that our faith would not be in vain. May you teach us your word today. May we listen to your word, and we pray now in Jesus' name. Amen. Someone has asked, Lord, will only a few be saved? Jesus answered, work hard to enter the narrow door. Last week we talked with him to come into this gate. We have to make our effort. Jesus gave a few observations in the first thing to enter the gate of life. It's a narrow gate. Those people have to have the effort. The effort is not about the effort to do good. I have to do good, ABCs, so much so that I can be saved. No, because the Lord cannot save us because of work. And the meaning of this effort is not about I have to do much more to be righteous before Lord. And this is the trust, the faith that we put in the Lord. Is it at the standard so that we can experience salvation? God give us each one a belief, and each one have a quantity of faith differently. But how do we put faith to be saved? This is something that Jesus is concerned about. And so the answer by Jesus has the meaning that each individual, you have to understand what Jesus wants to say. Make the effort to enter the narrow gate, your congregation. If you and I put up this question, maybe we fall in the condition, we put ourselves is the one in the few will be saved. We ask, is that only a few will be saved? And we, one of the few. And so, how do we feel? We are very proud, right? A few, but only a few, but our answer, we will be content. We will feel proud to put us in these few that will be. But if we put in the numerous ones, is it only a few? That means many will be lost, will be perished. And if we belong to the crowd, what happened? Only a few can be saved. That there is nothing we can do. And so we don't have to put our faith. Then this is God decided already. No. When we put in the few, or in the numerous, sometimes we have a distorted thinking. But let's think about what Jesus wants to say to us. How, why did Jesus encourage our effort to enter the narrow gate? Jesus had told them, and so, I am the way of life and the truth. Not by me, nobody can come to the Father. Only salvation through Christ. In John chapter 2, I am the Father of the gate, whose lamb will come and in and out will come into the pasture. Jesus used the gate to point to him, because with the Jews, what the Middle East, when they have a sheep, they put them in the pasture, and there's no gate out in the field. The shepherd would be the one positioned at the gate. If the gate is one from going out, he has to go across the shepherd place. If one who wants to steal their sheep, they have to go through the shepherd to attack the sheep. And Jesus, he is the gate. He is the protection of the sheep inside. And Jesus wants to say that image expressed that Jesus is the gate of salvation, and you and I must enter that gate to come into the Lord, the our Creator. Jesus says, in my house there are many mansions. If it were so, I would have told you. Let's think about this thing. This thing. In my house there are many dimensions. That means when God has a place of many rooms, that is, God wants many to enter into, not just a few. Many times we talk about the way God wants to come to the people to come to Him. Now, maybe they did not pay attention to what Jesus was teaching. I have gone and prepared a place for you, and once I come, I will return and take them with me. In my house, there are many mansions. Peter said that the Lord does not want anyone to perish, but all will be come to repentance. And many times, we are the greatest detergent is ourselves. Ourselves, we could not make an effort to enter the narrow gate. Make an effort to enter the narrow gate. In 1991, the Gallup poll showed that in America, 78% of the Americans expect to go to heaven when they die. However, many of them hardly, when we pray, read the Bible or attend church. They admit that they live to please themselves instead of pleasing God. In 1999, half of the adults, 51%, believe that if a person is generally good or does not or does enough good things for others during their life, they will earn a place in heaven. From Barnabas Research Online, they put out a survey, and the result is like this. 63 believe that they will go to heaven when they die because they have confessed their sins and accepted Jesus as their Savior. And they invited Jesus to come into their life. 63%. Because I have done that so that I will go to heaven. 11% believe that they will go to heaven because basically they are a good person. 7% believe that they will go to heaven because God loves all people and will not let them perish. 5% believe that when they die, they will go to heaven because they have tried to obey the Ten Commandments. 10% do not know what will happen to them after they die. They would not know what the future would be. Only 2% believe that when they die, they will not go to heaven. Only 2%. Dear congregation, these results show that the hope that they were thinking about themselves to have enough the standard to meet the standard to go into heaven. Here, Jesus, each of us put effort to enter the narrow gate. The effort means that it is truly you and I must do. When you wish something, if we want to buy a new car, we have to save the money. You want to buy a house, what do you do? You have to work one job, two jobs, three jobs, right? You could not just work one job and buy a big house. When you have an effort to resolve something, something becomes a purpose. If our house, I was broken, the house, five broken, and so the AC heater, and because of the urgency of the broken pieces in the house or any appliances, we have to spend the effort. The effort means that is priority in our life to fix what is broken in our life. And if you compare all that we have put out effort with the effort that we put forward to live for God, maybe once in a while, we just go to church once in a while. Maybe we come too late and half of the program we will come, or maybe we come here maybe with not an attitude of focusing. I want to show my friend this and that. If there are so many things that we can show off. All of that attitude that express our effort that Jesus was pointing out. In America, in Chicago, if there is Baha'i Temple in Chicago, and this temple has a round shape, and there are 9 gates to enter, and each of those 9 gates will lead into the sin, because they believe that each door can lead into heaven. And this is how they built the temple. As long as you have the earnest effort to come, you will be meeting them. is a earnest heart will lead them into the kingdom of God. The terrorists, they are very earnest. They are passionate about what they do. But what they do would lead them to if we base it on just the heart, the passionate of what they're doing, could be wrong. Jesus told us, make an effort to enter the narrow gate. It asks us to have an attitude. The attitude, how I can be sure to enter the narrow gate. The story about the double-headed train was bucking a heavy snowstorm at the steam engines for it westward. And during the storm, a woman with a baby wanted to leave the train at one of the little stations along the route. And he repeatedly told the conductor, don't forget me, to the brakeman responsible to call out the station they approached. Her husband was to meet her there. For a while, the train slowed to a stop. There is a fellow traveler with enthusiast mindset. Here's your station. And somebody on the train said, here's your station. She hopped from the train into the storm. And this fellow traveler is not a conductor. As an enthusiast to say, here's your station. Hopping from the train into the storm. The train moved on again. 45 minutes later, the brakeman came in. Where's the woman? She got off the last stop, that traveler told this brakeman. And then he said, then she got off to her death. The brakeman responded, we stopped only because there was something the matter with the engine. So that's why I stopped, the brakeman said. And so it wasn't a station stop. They come because of a traveler. She hopped out of the train. Usually the passionate traveler, they're telling her this is a station. They call for volunteer to go back and search for the woman and child. When they found her hours later, not far from the track where they stopped, she was covered with ice and snow. The little boy was protected on her breast. She had followed the man's enthusiasm directions, but it was wrong, that wrong direction, even though of enthusiasm. When Jesus said, I am the way, the gate, Jesus wants to tell us he is the only way for leading the human race toward God. And the gate that we can pass through Jesus, it is a narrow gate. So narrow that you and I, each one of us, have to walk by ourselves. We could not carry others by our faith. Each one must make us a foundation. The father will be concerned about the soul of parents. The son will be concerned about the soul of the parents. The narrow gate is we have to deny all the materialism of this world, all our pride of our flesh, with desire that we can enter this gate if we can deny ourselves. The narrow gate, because it is very different of the way of religion. The way of religion saying that it's so easy, and there are many has chosen religions to enter. But the key verse in Matthew, you can enter God's kingdom through the narrow gates, because the highway is wrong, and its way leads to death. Many have chosen to on this highway to destruction, but Jesus, enter the narrow gate, Jesus said. because Jesus is the true gate to bring us into salvation. In Proverbs, we read, there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. Is our gate that we enter is through Jesus or not? To come into life or not? Or we do as the crowd did? The second point is, so that we can enter into the gate of life, do not do what the crowd does. Jesus said, for many will try to enter, but will fail. Jesus said, many will try to enter, but will fail. Jesus did not answer, how many? Many or not? But Jesus said, there are many will try to enter, but fail. Why? There are one seeking salvation, but could not enter, because they follow the crowd. Whatever the crowd does, I will do. But what Jesus asked, we have to make an effort to enter the narrow gate. Maybe we have a few that have faith. We believe, I have already repented. I have accepted Jesus. I will be saved. And we think that I have been baptized. I'm sure I'm saved. Maybe saying, I have the work in the service of the church. For sure, I will be saved by Jesus. Or we are proud that I'm a moral person. I'm a good person. How can I not be saved? Because God will love everybody. Dear congregation, many have thought like that. All the religions are the same. Is all religion the same? All the religions the same. And this is the view of the world. On the world's view, every religion is the same. It also led to destruction. Has no value of salvation. But on the perspective of Jesus, the gospel of God is not a religion. It is the way leading to salvation. And so our faith on God is the condition that we can come into this game. The enthusiasm in an organization could not say to give more money cannot save us. I'm telling you, all that we are doing because of our thankfulness. We are not doing that to gain salvation. We are doing God's work because of thankfulness. And so whatever people are doing more, it's because of their families. And those who are doing little because of their few thankfulness. It has no value for salvation. But the salvation is based on the faith of someone who put faith in the Lord. So faith is what? Faith in Jesus Christ emphasizes a relationship, a complete relationship between one person and the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ is an attitude in a lifestyle that we depend on the Lord totally, not by our thinking or our knowledge. Faith demands to be obedient that we have been learned. Absolutely. That means everything that God wants us to do, we obey. Faith in Christ expresses that we depend on Him in everything, all activities, big or small. Many come to the Lord because we have a need, but only the big one. With the small one, we do not depend on it. Faith is a sweet relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is not about activity in our life. Though we go to eat somewhere or go to some trip or to go look for a job, whatever we do, we have to share it with the Lord because God knows everything. That means faith in our mind can express in outwardly. Does it express outwardly when we go to ask for a job? Our faith when we go for rest? Vacation, or only so narrow in our faith what God tells things that is hard to hear. Because in the highway, there are many who will be. They find it, or find a way to get in, but they fail. Their hearts desire to enter, but the way they get there is not what the way of the Lord Jesus Christ opened for us. While you have the opportunity, make all the effort to determine your faith and be of all heart to choose and worship the Lord. There's a story about Frank Stockton by giving a story called with the title The Lady and the Tiger. It's a love story about a common gardener who fell in love with a princess. The gardener fell in love with this princess. The father of the king discovered their love and arrested the man. On a certain day, the young gardener was to be placed in an arena facing two doors. And behind one door was a beautiful lady. This is the situation the gardener finds himself. He is facing two doors. And left, there's a door on the right and on the left. If you open one of them, there is a beautiful lady. And he will have to marry that lady. Or there will be a tiger behind the door. And the king said, now you decide your own destiny. Whatever you open, either you have a beautiful lady or with the tiger, you will die. And the princess was hurt when she heard that. If this gardener opened the door and it's a beautiful lady, and then the gardener will marry that lady, and this princess will lose her love. But if this gardener, her love, opened the tiger, and he would die, devour him. And either way, the princess will feel devastated. She just wants to find out, after behind those doors, which one is the tiger and which one is the beautiful lady. And then to tell her lover, you will follow my instruction, the princess said. And the next day, the gardener has to go out to the arena. There are two doors. At the right, before the straight one, the right or the left. And the princess sit up and give the sign, the right. And so the right door opened the door and she died right there. The author requests the reader. And the next day, that's his son. Without hesitation, the young man walked and opened the door. Well, the story, the writer asked the reader to decide what the princess decided. It ends with the question, what king or lady of the tiger? You will make the decision, just as the princess. What would you decide? Which either one decision will be hurtful to the princess? And so the question, the readers, it is very difficult. It's a choice. That if I'm a princess, that there is a beautiful behind the door, the princess will lose her love to the other lady. But if it's a tiger, then he would devour and the gardener will also die. your conviction. When Jesus put you and I before a decision, enter into the narrow gate. That gate will not lead to destruction. It is the best decision we'll ever make. And so our decision today is has consequences, very important gates. Make an effort to enter the narrow gate, Jesus said. Jesus is not like Frank's doctrine to put us in a situation that is very difficult to decide. But this one goes in. Our life and mind is before these two doors. To follow is so regretful because we cannot enjoy things of this world. But with that, we will lose our soul. Whatever they do, we will follow the crowd. May the Lord have mercy on us not to follow the crowd. Jesus reminded us that each one of us has made a decision all our heart. Make effort with all your heart to enter this narrow gate. The third point that we want to learn together, to enter into the gate while the gate is still open. While the gate is still open. Jesus, when the master of the house has locked the door, there will be time when the door will be shut. Now, the door is still open, but there are will effort, tell everyone to go into that gate. And many, maybe following the crowd, find a way, but fail. And we see that there will be time when the door will be closed. Shut. And those who are left behind, outside, there are many, right? Yes, there will be many. The crowd. And by the time they would start to knock. Now they make an effort and knock on the door. But the door did not open. It's been shut. And these people said, open the door for us. But there's an answer coming out. I tell you, you don't know who you are come from. Get away from me. All you do evil that time. Why don't you know us? I will have eaten with you. You will be caught in our streets. Dear congregation, when the door has shut, the person left behind, we begin to realize they have made a wrong decision and come to God. Oh, then, I have gone to church many times. I also work some services of the church. But the answer is very, I do not know you. Get away from here. The evil doer. God called those who did not make an effort to enter the stone gate is evil doer. Evil doers are those who did not make an effort when the door is still open. And this is the way God will judge the world. For those who are choosing to follow the highway. I do not know you. That means Jesus still wants to know us. Jesus wants to lead us who we are. The known word known expressed not just about knowledge, but it expresses an experience of life with Jesus. Only when we look at this, then we can experience our husband is this way, or our wife is this way, and otherwise, only know by names outside. But the husband can understand our character, our attitude, our thinking process. It is an experience, and Jesus said, I want to know you that way. So, if we don't have that experience with Jesus, if we do not have an effort to be known by the Lord Jesus Christ, maybe sometime we can learn that. Jesus can say to us when the door is shut, I do not know you. when the door is shut, it's too late. The pain will grow even stronger when we are left behind. When the door has been shut, the one outside will be gnashing of teeth and weeping because they knew about the inside, Abraham, Jacob, Abraham, and other prophets in the kingdom of God inside. Verse 28, there will be weeping and gnashing. And everyone from east, west, north, south will take their place in the kingdom of God. And the outsider just looks on. It's better not to know. But if we know those in the outside, they were not as even as they now are inside. And then we are finding ourselves outside the gate. And so Jesus encourages, make an effort to enter the narrow gate. Make an effort, all effort. Because the highway that have chosen by the crowd, they want to eat and drink. They want to hear only that what they are doing, there is no focus on them. There is no effort by the crowd. Just do it carelessly, just for fun. If that kind of faith, there will be time when the door is shut for them. And we will be the outside looking in. We thought that this person couldn't go to heaven, but we found them inside. How painful this was at that time. Not only did we only look into, but also suffering. Not only to see, but we are weeping and gnashing of teeth will occur. Forever. So, may the Lord help us to see when Jesus said, make an effort to go to the narrow gate, because the highway and the wide gate will lead to destruction. The religion that people are running after would not save them. Only the salvation in Christ. In the years in the 1800s, there once was an ocean-faring vessel called Central America. And from East Sea, and they ferry towards the America. And there is a, on the day, on 1st September 1857, there was a hurricane on that day, and it was a bad state. And that ocean vessel has sprung a leak because of the storm, and the steam pressure not working anymore, and was going down. And this vessel was running by the steam pressure, and they lost the pressure on that ship. And there was a signal distress coming out. Later, a ship came forward to this ship, and its captain asked to the trumpet, "What is wrong?" And the captain of the sail, they call out to the other captain ship, "What happened to you?" And the other ship said, "We are in a bad repair and are going down. We're trying to fix this leak, but wait until morning to see what happened." The congregation, "Let me take your passenger on board now." "Wait until morning," was a message came back from the other ship. "We are trying to fix it, so please wait until the morning." And the captain cried, "You had better let me take your passenger on board now." "Wait until morning," was the reply that sounded through the trumpet. About an hour and a half later, around 8 p.m., the lights were gone, and though no sound was heard. And all on board had gone down to the bottomless of this. Central American ship of Go was a 280-foot sidewheel steamer that operated between Central America and eastern coast of the United States during 1850s. The ship sank in the hurricane on 1st September, along with more than 578 passengers on board and crew, and 30,000 pounds of gold. 30,000 pounds of gold. It sunk on the 3rd September, 1857. Wait until morning was the last word. Who would think that after we finish today that we will remain? And so sometimes we say, let's wait before we enter the narrow gate. Wait for our son and daughter to get married before we get back to trusting in the Lord. Jesus said, make every effort. And the Lord wants us, is that, to enter right now. So may the Lord help us to make the right decision that Jesus is recommending. Make an effort right now to enter the gate. Come. Because the wide gate in the highway will lead into destruction, that many are entering. And may we not follow the crowd. May the Lord make an effort of all our heart to enter the gate of Jesus. That when while the gate is still open, we make the wise decision to enter the narrow gate. If you never opened your heart to ask Jesus into your life, if you have never opened your heart to understand that you want to invite the Lord into your life right now, you can come and express your thankfulness about the Lord to experience salvation in Christ. Will anybody want to make that decision right now? If we are waiting until tomorrow, maybe it's too late. And the Lord encouraged all of us. The large gate and the highway will lead to death and destruction forever. I hope that our decision today, we will not regret. Satan and the devil will always try to hurt us. They will always prevent us from coming to Jesus. And if we don't make this right decision, so make an effort of our heart, we will fall into the trap of Satan and his devil. May the Lord give us the wisdom to make the right decision. Let's all stand. This morning is the first Sunday of the month. We will receive the cup and the bread, represent the body and blood of Christ. During the day, the Last Supper, he took the cup and bread, severing, and the bread represents his body, and the cup represents the blood of Christ. His sacrifice on the cross. He bled his blood with the sole purpose is for all of us to come towards. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. May we have a wisdom to make the right decision today. The Lord does not want us to be a good person or to keep all the commandments. But the Lord wanted us to come as we are. And we turn our heart to God to ask the Lord to be worthy to receive the cup and bread. Dear our Heavenly Father, this morning your word reminding us to enter the narrow gate. He is the only gate. When we enter, it is so narrow because we will deny what satisfies our own desires. Because we have to live this life, other life around us without faith. But this is the only way that we can come into eternal life with a blessing that you have prepared for us, as you have prepared for us. May you help us not to fall into the trap that the devil set up for us. All around us, they have been to be content with their life without God. And many of us have fallen into the trap. We have forgotten our relationship with you, Lord. May you remind us this morning, when we receive the cup and bread to represent your blood and your body, you do not want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. May you examine our hearts so that we can be worthy to receive this cup and bread, so that we will not be in sin with you. We are thankful for your word this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.